Tuesday, November 12th. I think I finally figured out the source of the bug problem at our school. I'm no expert, unlike my dad, but it was kind of strange to see so many different bugs just randomly crawling around like that. But here's the crazy part. I accidentally left my French homework in my locker, and my teacher let me leave class to go get it. While I was at my locker, the halls were empty and totally quiet. I could have sworn I heard crickets chirping, and the sound was coming from Mackenzie's locker. I was like, what the? I stood on my tippy toes and tried to peek through the slot thingy at the top of Mackenzie's locker. I thought I saw the silver lid of a jar or something, but her big leather purse was in the way. That's when I got the brilliant idea to stick my ruler through the slot thingy to move stuff around and get a better look inside. After a few tries, I was able to push Mackenzie's purse out of the way. And sure enough, right behind it was a glass jar. But I couldn't quite see if anything was inside it. Using the ruler, I tried to scoot the jar toward the front so I could get a closer look. But I somehow accidentally knocked it over and it hit the locker door with a clunk and rolled on top of the purse. That's when I noticed that the lid must not have been on very tight or something because it flipped right off. I was like, oopsie, time to get back to class. But the longer I stood there thinking about it, the angrier I got. Mainly because it looked to me like Mackenzie had been secretly planting bugs all over the school. She knew that sooner or later the school was going to call my dad to exterminate the place. And when it did, I was going to have a complete meltdown. There was no way I was letting my dad come to my school. I mean, what if he saw me in the hallway between classes? He might say something super embarrassing to me like, hey there, Nikki. Then, OMG, I'd just kneel over and die. And from that day forward, I'd be known as the daughter of that crazy disco-dancing exterminator. Kids would whisper stuff about me behind my back and call me a freak. And not just a regular freak, but a half-bug, half-dork freak. Which is like 10 times worse. My life would be totally ruined, and it would all be Mackenzie's fault. Unlike that talent show fiasco that involved my BFFs, this problem was just between me and Mackenzie, which meant I could deal with her on my own terms. I marched straight down to Principal Winston's office to have a nice little chat with him about this bug issue. Only I didn't rat out Mackenzie. Yes, I know. I probably should have. But I already knew from experience she was just going to bat her eyelashes all innocent-like and lie through her teeth. And Winston would totally believe her, and not me, because all adults think Mackenzie is a perfect little angel and incapable of lying. Besides, I was going to talk to Winston about something way more important than Mackenzie's juvenile little pranks. Our meeting went just as I had planned. He told me he was happy I'd stopped by his office and asked how things were going as a new student. I took a deep breath and got right to the point. Actually, Principal Winston, I'm doing fine, considering the fact that I'm stuck with a locker right next to Mackenzie Hollister, and I'm totally lost in geometry. But I stopped by to let you know that since my dad is super busy right now, you should just call in another exterminator. I'm really sure he appreciates your business and all, but there's only so much work he can handle. Principal Winston blinked. Then he took off his glasses, folded his arms across his chest, and slowly nodded. Is that so? I was wondering why your dad missed our appointment on Friday. I thought maybe he didn't get the message I left on your answering machine. Well, it's quite a coincidence that you dropped by Miss Maxwell because I was planning to give him another call this afternoon. Well, if you want some advice, don't bother. He's so busy, he hasn't even slept in like 3 or 5 days. days. Plus, it would be healthier for his, you know, sick gallbladder and stuff if he just got someone else. Principal Winston sat there staring at me with this really perplexed look on his face. Then I saw him glance at the telephone on his desk. That's when I stood up, plastered a fake smile on my face, and shook his hand real friendly-like. "Well, Principal Winston, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you're a busy man. Plus, I just heard the bell for lunch, and I love all the creative things your cooks do with mystery meat. I'm really, really glad we had this little chat." "Thank you, Miss Maxwell. I'm glad we did, too," he said and cleared his throat. Then I got the heck out of there. As I headed down the hall towards the cafeteria, I felt like a huge burden had been lifted off my shoulders. Winston was going to use another exterminator, and my secret would be safe again. Problem solved. As I got to the door of the cafeteria, a dozen CCP girls rushed past me screaming. Inside, it was total chaos. I immediately spotted Mackenzie standing on top of a lunch table, shrieking hysterically and pointing at something lying on the floor in front of the salad bar. My gut reaction was, mouse? Snake? But seeing it was Mackenzie, it also could have been something as mundanely horrifying as a pair of red polyester pants. I have to admit, I wasn't all that surprised to see Mackenzie's big leather purse. That's when I finally came to the conclusion that my earlier hunch was correct. I guess they really were crickets in that jar.